front of him, which contained a remarkable worm said to be unknown to science. Apart from these unfathomed cases, there are some which involve the secrets of private families to an extent which would mean consternation in many exalted quarters if it were thought possible that they might find their way into print. I need not say that such a breach of confidence is unthinkable, and that these records will be separated and destroyed now that my friend has time to turn his energies to the matter. There remain a considerable residue of cases of greater or lesser interest, which I might have edited before I had not feared to give the public a surfeit which might react upon the reputation of the man whom, above all others, I revere. In some I was myself concerned and can speak as an eyewitness, while in others I was either not present or played so small a part that they could only be told as by a third person. The following narrative is drawn from my own experience. It was a wild morning in October, and I observed, as I was dressing, how the last remaining leaves were being whirled from the solitary plane tree which graces the yard behind our house. I descended to breakfast, prepared to find my companion in depressed spirits, for, like all great artists, he was easily impressed by his surroundings. On the contrary, I found that he had nearly finished his meal, and that his mood was particularly bright and joyous, with that somewhat sinister cheerfulness which was characteristic of his lighter moments. "You have a case, Holmes," I remarked. "The faculty of deduction is certainly contagious, Watson," he answered. "It has enabled you to probe my secret. Yes, I have a case. After a month of trivialities and stagnation, the wheels move once more." "Might I share it?" "There is little to share, but we may discuss it when you have consumed the two hard-boiled eggs with which our new cook has favoured us. Their condition may not be unconnected with the copy of the Family Herald which I have observed yesterday upon the hall table. Even so trivial a matter as cooking an egg demands an attention which is conscious of the passage of time and incompatible with the love romance in that excellent periodical." A quarter of an hour later the table had been cleared and we were face to face. He had drawn a letter from his pocket. "You have heard of Neil Gibson, the Gold King?" he said. "You mean the American senator? Well, he was once senator for some western state, but is better known as the greatest gold-mining magnate in the world." "Yes, I know of him. He has surely lived in England for some time. His name is very familiar." "Yes, he bought a considerable estate in Hampshire some 5 years ago. Possibly you have already heard of the tragic end of his wife?" "Of course, I remember it now. That is why the name is familiar, but I really know nothing of the details." Holmes waved his hand towards some papers on a chair. "I had no idea that the case was coming my way, or I should have had my extracts ready," said he. "The fact is that the problem, though exceedingly sensational, appeared to present no difficulty. The interesting personality of the accused does not obscure the clearness of the evidence. That was the view taken by the coroner's jury, and also in the police court proceedings. It is now referred to the assizes at Winchester. I fear it is a thankless business. I can discover the facts, Watson, but I cannot change them. Unless some entirely new and unexpected ones come to light, I do not see what my client can hope for."
"Your client? Ah, I forgot I had not told you. I am getting into your involved habit, Watson, of telling a story backward. You had best read this first."
The letter which he handed to me, written in a bold, masterful hand, ran as follows. Claridge's Hotel, October 3rd. "Dear Mr. Sherlock Holmes, I can't see the best woman God ever made go to her death without doing all that is possible to save her. I can't explain things, I can't even try to explain them, but I know beyond all doubt that Miss Dunbar is innocent. You know the facts, who doesn't? It has been the gossip of the country, and never a voice raised for her. It's the damned injustice of it all that makes me crazy. That woman has a heart that wouldn't let her kill a fly. Well, I'll come at 11 tomorrow and see if you can get some ray of light in the dark. Maybe I have a clue and don't know it. Anyhow, all I know and all I have and all I am are for your use if only you can save her.